Oh, hi, this guy. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Oh, hi, this guy. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hey, guy. This is John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing today?
Good. Sorry. I've been kind of hard to get a hold of. I'm currently running around with my head cut off this morning.
No problem. I had to set for a call back, but I understand. Everybody that I work with is a business owner, so sometimes it's a cat and mouse game with the phones.
Right.
Yep.
I did have some questions for you, and I didn't get a chance to look at your email that you sent me yesterday, but I still need to look at that. But
okay.
Is this more? Are y'all the webpage y'all create or? Are y'all doing more of an SEO ranking system, or is this where y'all are putting me in like Google AdWords and just doing like a landing page that way?
No, so there's different types of Google placement now, especially over the past year. Google has rolled out its Google Guarantee, which is actually superior to the Google Ads. Then you have the Google Ads, you have Google Places. And then you have traditional SEO placement, which are the organic guys kind of down towards the bottom of the first page and page two, and et cetera.
Okay.
So we do your SEO and all the content creation for your SEO on your site and off your site, but it's a Google Places placement. So that was the main product in all the packages that we sent. And then obviously the more expensive packages have things like Google Guarantee, Google Ads, Facebook Ads, et cetera.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. I may cut you off. Yeah. No, I was just saying Google Places are those three guys that show up right next to the map when you do the search.
Gotcha. Okay. I got you. Yeah, and I'll probably still do this with you guys. I still want to look at y'all's information you sent me, and I was going to see if I could just reschedule a call back. Let's do another tomorrow one if we could.
Okay.
And I'll try to think of any questions and stuff that I may have.
Okay. It sounded like you had a good one, and then I cut you off. I hate when that happens. It's the worst.
Well, I think I was gonna also ask you if y'all also do any other services like that y'all do, or is it this primarily the niche market that y'all are offering?
Yeah, look here. Let me show you this because it's always better this way. That's why I hate the emails, just because the guys never open the emails, and half the time it's just I'm just sending it out. So here, I texted you a link right now. Can you click on that? Sounds like you're driving, but if you just tap it.
Yeah.
Carefully, please. You're no good to either one of us if you croak right now, so don't crash. Customers ain't going to find what they're looking for that way.
Yeah, I see it. Here we go.
Okay. So if you scroll down here, you'll see a section that says Google Ads Partner, and it has like a badge. The badge says like Premier Google Partner, specialized in search ads.
Okay.
So that will take you to google.com/partners if your concern is credibility. You know, I figured you would have done your research yesterday, and today would have been a no-brainer for you. But basically...
Right, I thought I was going to credit you, but I was just so busy yesterday.
No, I understand. And that's why it's so important for you to do this, too, is because most business owners, their online marketing gets neglected because it's not because they don't know what they're doing or they're not capable. They just don't have the time. You know, you guys are busy running a business and going out and giving estimates and knocking out jobs. You know, that's where we come in and we pick up on those areas you might be missing for pennies on the dollar. You know, really, if you were to hire me in-house to work for you independently, you could be spending a lot more. But if you scroll down, you'll see the packages. You know, there's like these Premier packages. Now, these ones are local bundles plus Google Ads, right? But if you
right.
scroll down, you'll see ones that say local bundle plus Facebook ads, the platinum SEO packages. And these ones are
right.
based on Google Places. but they also have other things in these packages. And this is what I was talking about doing for you, is putting you on this platinum one that says most popular with a little ribbon around it. It's $5.99 a month.
Right.
Yeah, but I cut the price down to $2.99. So you'd pay the essential pricing structure. And then I also put in a request to have the setup fee waived for you.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, you're asking us what other things we do. There's Facebook ads in there. There's Bing in there. You have Amazon Alexa voice search in there. And then you have the popular directory submission that's part of the SEO content creation. So Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, basically turns us into your one-stop shop for everything that has to do with online marketing, with the exception of the Google Ads and the Google Guarantee, which is always something we can upgrade you to later once we see you're making some good money.
Now let me ask you this: if I also do, I have a sister company that I do with voice over IP services, and if I wanted to do just ad advertising like the entire state of Texas or something like that. Would that be something that we could still do, or is this strictly like local area?
Well, so this campaign at $2.99 will cover up to a 50-mile radius from where your Google PIN verification letter is sent. So that they send you like a postcard in the mail. It's got a little 5-digit number on the back of it. Yeah, and that's how you get the red dot on the map, and then it covers you for about 50 miles around that. Usually that's why people end up upgrading to the Google Ads. Because they'll call me and they'll go, hey, you know, I got a crew, or I just hired two guys on. I need to increase my workload. Well, the best way to do that and the only way to really do that would be to expand the service area. And so that's where the Google Ads comes into play. We let the local listing cover that 50 miles, and then let's say he wants to have it be a 100-mile radius. We'll use the ad to cover the surrounding areas that the local one's not already covering. That makes sense?
Right. Okay.
So then he'll show up in the ad section. So those packages are more expensive. What I like to do, and my approach with you was, you know, get you the most bang for your buck, have you spend the least amount, but get you the most return on investment that I can out of that. And then obviously once I show you what we could do and you start generating customers, I know you're making money, then we could talk about doing something bigger. We'll already have a pre-existing relationship, and, you know, it's a lot easier to have those conversations at that point.
That makes sense. Now, we primarily do business customers and not residential, and I know we'll get a lot of hits from residential on this. We can pick and choose what we want to do.
Yeah, so the good thing about Google Places is we list you for 15 different keywords at a time, and we are able to target commercial. It's not like HomeAdvisor or Angie's where it's just strictly, you know, our majority residential. You know, we can actually list you for commercial keywords as well. And then we have the analytics system that allows us to see what kind of traffic the commercial keywords are getting too. That way we're not listing you for something that's just like dead and not getting any calls.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Yeah, because I actually went in through HomeAdvisor and unchecked all. They do have a commercial and residential section. I just removed all the residentials.
They have the section in there, but it's called HomeAdvisor. Like how many people, what business owners are going to HomeAdvisor? It's not business advisor. You know, HomeAdvisor puts themselves on Google to get the leads that they sell to their customers too. So we're just cutting out your middleman here. You're not getting charged per lead. You're just up there and they could call you live. You're cutting out real bad, guy.
Mike's still cutting out.
Yeah, there you go. You're cutting out pretty bad. Yeah, I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I hear you fine.
Okay, yeah. No, that's what I was saying is HomeAdvisor gets their leads from Google, and then they resell them to people. Like, they have the highest ranking SEO spot for your industry in your area. So they're just doing their SEO, you know, and then they're selling you guys what they're getting off of it, so... You know, we're cutting out the middleman in this situation and just marketing Affordix independently and letting people call you directly on a flat monthly rate. So it should actually save you money, depending on how many leads you're buying. But in order to get this kind of volume, I know you'd be spending a lot more than $2.99, that's for sure, on that platform.
Okay. So, yeah, you're right. And what was I going to ask you is, shoot, I totally forgot. Hang on. Okay. Oh yeah, if I wanted to move forward, if I wanted to move forward, what's y'all's process? What do we do?
Yeah, so I mean, if you wanted to give it a shot, you only have to commit to 30 days at a time. It's a month-to-month service. I could get you set up now, and then we'll send out your PIN verification. The PIN verification letter takes like 5 to 7 days to receive usually. But between now and then, we'll do the client interview with you. We could schedule that. Usually takes like 30 to 45 minutes. And then we'll develop your site for you and do all the legwork on the account. So that way, once the PIN comes in, we can go ahead and go live with it, put you in position to start receiving those phone calls.
Okay.
It's a pretty easy setup process. We got a lot of experience with it, so we know how to make it a smooth transition for you. And then there's also like a tracking system that you could log into. It's an account dashboard. It gives you access to everything too. You can log in there and actually see all the leads and the calls that we're getting for you, and how the platforms are doing, your site and everything.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'd like to go ahead and do it. Tell you now over the phone or fill out or what's
yeah,
this?
Yeah. Yeah. Here, I'll go ahead and set it up for you. Let me create your account. Let me go in here. Okay, what's your last name, guy?
It's Goza, G-O-Z-A.
Okay, and you're the sole owner of the company, or you said you had a partner?
No, I'm sole owner.
Sole owner, okay. And then on the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact for Affordix. Did you want to use this number that we're on right now?
No, let me give you a different number.
Okay, I'm ready for you.
817-896-8648. 8648.
Yeah, that's what I said. I think I cut out there. 8648 is the last four, right?
Yes, that's it.
Okay, let me confirm one more time. 817-896-8648.
That is correct.
Okay, perfect. All right, let me go ahead and submit. And then I'm going to save this 682 number just in case I need to get a hold of you. Okay, the customers will always get the 817 line, but it's just for me. Okay. And then, so for the PIN verification, what's the street address that I could send that to? Guy?
Oh, there you are. I hear you.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah, you cut out.
That's up.
I know, I hear you. It's just, it goes in and out a little bit. I could hear the air blowing in the background. But I was saying, what's the street address that I could send your Google PIN verification letter to?
2104 Roosevelt Drive.
Okay. Is there a suite or apartment number affiliated with that?
Suite C.
Suite C, okay. Okay, and this is interesting. Is this Pantego?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. It's weird. This zip code on Google comes up, the 76013, it comes up as Arlington and Pantego.
Yeah, you can put Arlington, you can put Pantego, or you can put Dow Arlington Gardens.
How weird. You're like right on the line, huh?
I honestly, with my address, I always just put Arlington. It just seems better.
Yeah. It's a lot more well-known, too, so people will probably get lost a little less. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, and then have the option. Yeah. You could either have that displayed on Google, or I can hide the address.
You can display it. That's fine.
Okay.
We're not really a retail store or anything, so we primarily go out. We only go out on sighting.
Right. That's why I asked, because I know you're going to the customer. They're not coming to you. So, and also, you know, Texas is one of my favorite states because it's pro Second Amendment, but you also show up somewhere uninvited and that's how you get shot. So I'm not trying to put you in a position where you got some random guy pulling up uninvited to your property or to the business location. All right. And then what's your business email where I could send everything in writing?
Just do sales@affordix.com.
Okay. sales@affordix.com. Okay. That's a little bit different than what I emailed you on yesterday, huh? I had you on the guy at Affording. Huh?
Yeah, that's my personal email. That's my personal email.
Okay. Well, I'm going to send you the invoice receipt, too, because this is considered a business expense, so you'll be able to write it off.
Okay. That's fine.
All right. And then also send the agreement in writing, since I'm putting you on the platinum for just the $299. And then the website. Do you have a logo that we could use for your .com?
Yeah, I do. Honestly, you can just go to affordix.com and you'll see my logo on the top. But I can send you one as well.
You already have a website?
I do.
What the heck?
It's really old. It's old and I need to get it updated anyway.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're talking about now. Okay. It's not bad. It actually has an A- on the quality score, so that's not bad. And it's got good loading speed on the mobile platform. So, sometimes simpler is better. Do you want to use this, or do you want to have a new one developed?
Now, if I wanted to host it on my own servers, is that an option, or it has to be on y'all's server, right?
Yeah, we would have to host it in order to have access to it on a regular basis and do the SEO content updates.
Okay. Is there any hosting costs while I'm using y'all's service?
No, it's included in that platinum package, so I'm not charging anything extra.
Okay, well, that's fine. I would probably like to get one more updated anyway. I've been meaning to do that.
Okay. I can have them develop like a splash page. We also do custom website designs. So, I mean, if you decide, hey, you want to upgrade it, obviously those ones cost a little bit more because they're like, you know, unlimited pages, sites, they're really
right.
Like nice sites. But it looks like what you have here is basically a landing page. So our splash page will be this, but an updated version. That makes sense.
Let's just do the splash page for right now, and then I'll look at doing something.
Okay. I like the way you think. You know? Less is more. I want to start small. The important thing right now is just getting you up there and getting you in front of the customers. You know? The website is just an added tool. You know? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, we want them to call you more so than go through the site. And then how do you want your hours of operation listed?
From 9 to 5.
Monday through Friday, or you work the weekends too?
Monday through Friday.
Okay.
If there's an option to say on call or something like that, then we're on call after that.
I could put Saturday and Sunday like by appointment only, or like 24/7 emergency services available.
Yeah, do that exactly.
Okay. That way you could charge them a little extra for after hours.
Yeah, that's what we do right now anyway. So.
That's perfect. And then you accept cash, check, and card?
We do.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off again. What were you saying?
I was going to say, we charge more for them. Keeps people from calling me about their printer issue at 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, John, stay off those dirty sites, man. It's a problem. I don't know, it crashed, but I need you to fix this before my wife gets home. All right, that's $500. Oh, man. All right, so I got
you. Oh, you're worth something important. Come by tomorrow.
Yeah. If you don't get here now, I'll be dead by tomorrow. No. No, all right, so I got your account set up. The client interview, like I was saying, it usually takes like 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to get it knocked out. It's mostly general knowledge information about your company. So they'll go over like keywords, customizing your service area, and the website. Do you have time maybe later today, like 3 to 4?
If you call me around after 3, that'd be great. I should be ready to do that.
Oh, you know what? Let me...
Or tomorrow too. Whatever you
say. Yeah, I think, how about 9 to 10 tomorrow?
That's fine, we can do that.
Okay, sorry, they have a bi-weekly meeting, it says, so I guess the customer service department is going to have like a one-hour gathering this afternoon. I didn't see that spot was locked out for a reason. Okay. So,
have a meeting about other meetings coming up?
Yeah, exactly, a meeting about meetings. Pretty much, yeah. It's I hate it, to be honest. I'm like, oh, okay. Especially me, I've been here so long, it's like they're just repeating stuff that I already know. It's more for these college kids that don't know anything. Getting started. These greenies. Okay. All right, so I got that scheduled. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your personal email. Okay, I'll send the invoice receipts and everything. Okay. Everything to the sales, but I'm going to send this one to the guy at affordix.com. So that way it comes directly to you. And then I'll send a text like 1 hour prior to the appointment. It's an automation, actually, but just to remind you, you know, if anything pops up or changes, let me know. I could always reschedule.
Okay. Sounds great.
All right. So last thing we got to do is secure that first month's payment of the $299 for the platinum package. In terms of securing the listing, how did you want to do that, Guy?
Let me give you a credit card.
Okay. Now I'm going to send over everything in writing, too, because of the platinum package discount that I put you on. So that way you're not binded to a contract, but at least I want you to have in writing everything that you're getting for that pricing structure.
All right. You ready?
Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or an Amex?
Visa.
Visa, okay. And then is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your PIN verification letter?
It is.
Okay. All right, I'm ready for you.
4427. 4427. 4221. 2649.
Oh, you cut out.
2649.
Okay, 2649.
2423.
2423. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0726.
07 of 26, and then 3-digit code on the back.
783.
Okay. And then I got to do a voice verification, so I'm going to get real formal on you. This is just going to outline the agreement, and it's an added form of protection for you that they'll send to you in writing. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't agree with or you don't understand, just stop me. Just be like, hey, John, what does that mean? You know, I could rephrase it, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any transaction with the Fordix.
Okay, understand.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line, Guy. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Affordix.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Guy Goza, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
I am.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
I am.
Okay, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you're currently doing. It's just saying, if you're going to add something, touch base with me so I can make sure you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything. It just causes a discrepancy with the search engine.
Right.
All right. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do ask that you give it at least 2 months when you first sign up because we're building the website and everything, but it is paid out 1 month at a time. You're only committing to 1 month. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is September 1st of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, this is going to be for the Platinum package. I've included the .com website for you at no additional cost, and I've also waived the setup fee that's affiliated with your programming. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set up to automatically renew each month on the first day, but it will remain in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you're with us. Okay, so you got that discount indefinitely. It's not going to go up next month. The only way your pricing will ever change is if you initiate it. If you call in and say, hey, I want to do ads or enroll in Google Guarantee, then obviously we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But it says in the fine print here, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time by contacting client support. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties if you do decide to discontinue your placement with our company. We do ask that you contact us 3 days before the next billing is due if you are going to discontinue. So basically, contact us before the first. It doesn't necessarily have to be 3 days, but we'd rather stop the billing cycle than to have it charge you and then, you know, a charge back just looks bad. And then it says, do you understand the service agreement?
I do.
All right. And then upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome email as well as a welcome text message loaded with information about what to expect as a new local Splash client. It's also going to contain the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. And there's a 7-minute YouTube video that'll show you how to use your tracking system. There is a 24/7 customer service department available to you, as well as I'll be here Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. So if, you know, you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you know, don't hesitate to reach out.
Okay.
That last part wasn't exactly what it said, but, you know, that was the gist of it. I put it in my own terms. You got it. All right. So I'm going to send over the confirmation. You should get a text message here in just a second. It'll say, Guy, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Double G, Guy Goza. I like that. Okay. Is it pronounced Gauza or Goza?
It's Goza.
Goza, yeah. Goza, yeah, I like that. All right, and then they said that the payment cleared. I feel like I would have heard that text go off or, like, vibrate or something.
Yeah, I didn't see it yet. So
okay. Kind of well, on another
I'll
note...
Just,
okay. So if you click on there's a link in there, it'll say click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yeah, click here. Yep.
Okay. And then you'll find an outline of the agreement in writing. At the bottom, it'll ask you, there's like a little box you have to check to certify that you're an authorized user on the account, and it's not somebody pretending to be you. And then you have to sign the bottom of it. There's a hard copy of this, and once you sign it, it gets sent over to your email. That way you have it on file, and we have it on file, that you're getting the platinum and all of its contents for the $299 price. But what I was going to say... that hit a note, actually. I remember yesterday I was talking to you about Home Advisor and that FTC stuff that's going on. Have you reached out to them?
No, I have not yet. I'm on month-to-month with them anyway.
Okay, good. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to compare these side-by-side, we'll blow them out of the water. I have no doubt about that. But I remember I sent you that link with the FTC report. They might get shut down here. We're like 10 days from deciding day. From the Federal Trade Commission, so we're going to find out what happens with those guys. Yeah. No, it's actually important to me because there's a guy I work with. He's a roofing contractor in the DFW. He targets the DFW area, and I helped him get back like $6,500 in lead fees. They basically sent him a bunch of leads, and the roofing leads are like almost $200 each. You know, so they're stacking
up.
Yeah, they were stacking a bill on him, and I guess he was out of town, and he told him, like, don't send me leads, or he paused it from his phone, and they just kept blowing him up with it. So they sent him a bill, and he didn't even try to call the leads. He was just like, no, I already told you guys, like, you know, don't do this. But anyway, they tried to send a bill to his collections, like, mess up his credit, basically. And so... that's when we got into this FTC thing, and I showed him, and he reported fraud on that site, and they basically just dropped everything. Like, all of a sudden, it just disappeared. So it's kind of interesting. Yeah, that's why I sent it over to you. I just didn't know how deep into that you were, but I know that they kind of get crazy with those lead fees. Sometimes they're charging you for stuff. The guys don't even answer the phone, or it's just like a dead phone number. And it's like, why are you charging $100 for something I never talked to, you know?
Yeah, I always go back through and just request a credit. I've only been on their service for like 30 days now.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so everything's still really fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we'll see.
With me getting rid of all the end user home options, I don't get that many. I only get the leads that I want, but it's not a whole lot of leads. So I'm hoping that your stuff will kind of better.
Yeah, there's nothing better than being on the first page of Google, hands down. I mean, if we can't get you a consistent flow of business, then there's no business out there, because this is just what everybody uses.
Right. Okay, good deal.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. Drive safe out there. Couple things I just want you to keep in mind, okay? I know we talked about a lot of stuff. Client interview. Obviously, I got that locked in for tomorrow between 9 and 10. You have that notification in your email, and then, like I said, I'll send you that text. So try to be available for that. PIN verification is getting sent out today. You should receive it about this time next week. I need the 5-digit number on the back of that, so don't chuck it off to the side or anything. You could text in, call in, email it, however you got to get it to me, just get it to me so that way I can list you. And then for your website, since we're building a new one, I'll need you to send in your logo and any photos that you want us to use. That way there's kind of a paper trail showing that I got consent from you to use these, and I didn't copy them offline. So I'll send you this email address right now, and then just send those in when you can, and if you need help with it, just give me a call.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Like I said, drive safe, and then we'll talk to you tomorrow morning for that client interview.
Sounds good, bud. Thank you.
All right. No, you're welcome. You have a great day.
Yep.